Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Verse 22 says, "She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gates. And when he takes his seat among the elders, she makes her garments and sells them and supplies her merchants with sashes." These things that in the earlier verses, it says that around verse 15, it says she gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family. And also in verse, the 10th verse, says, "A wife of a noble character, who can find? She is worth far, far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life." So these scriptures, you know, these couple verses, they explain how or what type of woman, you know, we should be looking for, a godly woman.
Mm-hmm.
And around, let's see, the, okay, it says around, the verse 31 says, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her beauty. Let her works, yeah, it got cut off. It said, let her works, I'm going to take it back up a little bit. It says that in, it's kind of like a funny, this phone is like funny right now.
You want to go ahead? I can read it from verse 30. I can read verse 31, but I'll be reading from the King James Version. It says, give her a fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates.
And I especially like the verse a little bit before 31. It says that, I like this verse right here. It says, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. 31 says, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works mm-hmm. bring her praise at the city gates. So with these things saying this, this explains to me that this is the woman that God wants you to seek for. This is the woman that God wants you to set your eyes for. That she,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she would bring you, that she would bring the husband honor all the days of her life and not harm. And that, and most importantly, that she fears the Lord. It says, but a woman that who fears the Lord is to be praised. So that's what I got from Proverbs 31 today. Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate your input on that. Truly, you know, God outlines us in his word, the woman that we should be looking for. And, you know, God says that it's not good for a man to be alone. And one of those things where if we turn to the word of God, we can definitely see, number one, as from a woman's standpoint, the woman that God wants her to be, and then from the man's standpoint, the woman that we should be looking for. But I think too many times, Jamal, we are looking for what we think is the right woman.
Right.
When I was studying this, one of the verses that stuck out to me was the first verses when the Proverbs said in chapter 31, verse 1, it says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. So this is what his mother taught him. He said, what, my son? And what?
Right.
The son of my womb, and what, the son of my vow? And this verse 3 is really what stuck out to me. It says, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. And his mother was telling him to be aware of women who would take their strength. And it's really, you know, awesome that the word of God applies not only back then, but right now, that men can be taken down by so many things, but one of them is women, one of them is money, and one of them is power. And the same things that were affecting men back then are the same things that affect men today. And one of them is you get in the wrong relationship with a woman, that
right.
it will cause you to lose your judgment. It will cause you to forget what God has called you to do. And I've seen so many men in the church where they're, you know, outstanding men, but they get caught up. Outstanding men of God get caught up with the wrong relationship with the female, and it blows them out the water.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen that in your experience?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just funny that this proverb has came about. Through my life, I have dealt with, you know, I've dealt with females and, you know, different females. And, you know, I like to ask my mom opinion on some of the females that I brought through. So, you know, my mom, she at first she would say, you know, I wouldn't even have to tell her name. I bring her in and say, that girl ain't good for you. Bring the next female in. She ain't good for you. She looks sneaky. Another one, I don't know what her problem is, but it's something about it I can't put my finger on. And rest assured that every female that she has commented about, she has been right about. She has been very accurate. And I say this female that's in my life right now, first of all, I made sure, with my past relationships, religion wasn't, or being saved was not a topic, or it wasn't something that was discussed. So with this one now, I made sure that she feared the Lord. I made sure that she loved God just the way that I do. I made sure that she was in church, and I made sure that these are the certain criteria that I made for myself so that, you know, we can prosper in the Lord. With this female, we start to read the Bible together. We're praying together, making sure that we're trying to show people how to be a power couple without or just being a power couple in the Lord. We actually made a vow. We actually made a vow not to have no type of sex in no type of way until we get married. We're trying to do this.
That's a blessing.
You know, the way that God intended it to be. Because, like, you know, I expressed to her that, you know, the reason that the baby mother never liked the baby father is because that's how God did not intend that to be that way. He intended one man for one woman and to be fruitful after that. So this proverb right here really, really, really speaks to my heart, really speaks to my situation, and gives me the confirmation and the reassurance that with this female, I'm doing the right thing.
And that's powerful, because what you have said to all of us as men is that the Word of God has been your guide. And anytime we follow the Word of God, we'll be successful. And, you know, this mother talking to her son is giving him the godly wisdom to say, hey, you can be successful. And she calls him a king. She calls him a prince. She tells him to stay away from strong drink, and she tells him to stay away from wine. And I always get into the subject when people come to church and they're like, oh, pastor, it's okay to drink. Pastor, it's okay to drink wine. I said, well, I wouldn't tell you not to drink or not to have strong drink, but it tells you that it's easy to get drunk. So I'm not going to sit there and pass judgment on anybody to drink, but I can tell you, in the Word of God, where it tells you the negative effects of it. Now, if you can handle drinking and not have the negative effects, by all means, go ahead and drink. But the Bible tells you there's a whole bunch of negative effects from drinking. So I don't tell people one way or the other. I say, you got to know yourself. Some people don't need to drink. That's what I tell them. You know, you know, if it's going to create a negative thing in your life, don't drink. If you know, dealing with the women that don't know God or they look good, but they have no spiritual background, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but look what the Word of God says. The Word of God says she might look good, but she ain't good for you. But, you know, if you want to go around and think you can go ahead and mess with it and don't do nothing to you, then go ahead. But I'm just trying to tell you what the Word of God says.
Just telling nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's many powerful men. I can look at the ones that are national figures as far as with the president, the president's advisors. These men, they're on the world stage. And you know, they got bought down by women or their relationship with women. Just like David, and he was the king of the nation, and he got into a raw relationship with Bathsheba, ended up committing adultery, ended up in premeditated murder. But through it all, God, which I love about what you were saying about what your mom said, she said, this was not right, this was not right. But through your experience, you found out that, hey, you know, mom was right on point by following the word of God. And then I learned, you know, not to go after everything that glitters is not gold. And, you know, as men, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to run into the wrong thing. But God is so gracious that he'll give us another opportunity to get it right, Jamal. And so, you know, that's the message that we have to share with each other is, you know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all stumbled and fallen down. But, you know, the sin can be forgiven, but we have to recognize it, ask God for forgiveness, and then not waddle in it, but get back up, get back in line, and do it the right way. And so that's what I always encourage young men, women, Christians is, you know, don't stay in that funk. Don't stay in that mode where, you know, I messed up. But, you know, God doesn't want you to stay there. You shouldn't stay there. And you should, you know, learn from it, and you should push on. Jamal?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree with everything that you're saying. This is, like I said, I like this proverb, because it just, like I said, it gives me the confirmation, gives me the reassurance that, you know, this time I did it right. This time, you know, it's funny because this time, you know, I didn't even have to bring this young lady over for my mom to say, you know, you did the right thing. And that is, you know, so reassuring because, you know, to have a relationship with somebody is more than, you know, just the physical. What about the spiritual? Because if your spiritual not on the same page, nothing else will your progress will, you will not have progress. You always have arguments, you always have fights, you always have bickering and arguing back and forth because the spiritual is not connecting. So once you connect on the spiritual level, then everything else, just like Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and then everything else will be added unto you. So once you on a level, on a spiritual level, connect, then it will be so much easier for you to connect on the emotional and the mental level. Because instead of you saying, oh, you just want to pick a fight with me. No, you just want to pick a fight with me. When both of y'all recognize that it's the enemy and you go to God together, you're recognized as one and your blessings will flourish.
Amen. That's powerful. And it's so much in recognizing. And I believe that through studying the word of God and then allowing the Spirit to apply it to your life, that's where we can overcome those most difficult situations and relationships. Because with our own mind, we would always tend to bias on our own behalf. In other words, we would always, in our own mind, saying, okay, she did me wrong or she did this. You know, so in my own mind, this is what I'm going to do. But if we allow through the study and the application of the Holy Spirit will look past what my mind is saying and say, look at this from a spiritual standpoint. Yes, you might have said this. Yes, you might have did this. You might have treated you this way. But look at the spiritual warfare or the spiritual ramifications that are going around it. And what the Spirit will do, it'll allow you to love in spite of. It'll allow you to put up with. It'll allow you to grow with that person in your relationship while they haven't got to that certain level. And and that's one of the things that men have to understand is you have to recognize that when you're in a relationship that you're not as mature in some areas and, you know, the woman is not as mature in some areas. But if you allow the Spirit of God to work with you to help you grow and them grow, you can make it through. It's not an easy thing, but it's a constant thing of staying in the Word, a constant thing allowing the Spirit to guide, and through that you can make it through. And I like what you said. It's not a thing of what she argued, you right, you wrong. It's a thing, okay, let's get together on a spiritual level. But both people have to be in that area, and that's why the Bible says we should be equally yoked. And when we're equally
Amen.
Yoked, that means that we have a relationship with God on that level where we understand that, hey, you know, I need to go to God, you need to go to God on this thing, and let's do it God's way, no matter what comes up. And if everyone can run to God when problems arise and seek his guidance, then we're more apt to be successful. But that's why you have to be equally yoked. And when like you say, your mama was saying, nah, this ain't the right one, this ain't the right one. But when you have one that's equally yoked with you, that means that, yeah, we'll have situations in our life, but those situations won't have to be, you know, detrimental, you know, to our relationship, but they can be dealt with through the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Jamal.
Amen. You're right on target. That's basically you didn't color almost everything. But I like your comment when you say you have to be equally yoked, because mm-hmm. you will be able to detect the enemy before you say it's a personal attack or it's a more sort of a physical attack. Because everybody knows that Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy. So when things start to look shaky, that's good. When things start to look shaky, see, both of y'all running to the Lord at the same time. It's a lot of power. And see, everybody will start to see the manifestation
mm-hmm.
of your life and your relationship. See, people want to, you know, judge it off of, oh, they have matching bands and they have matching. It's about your spirit. At the end of the day, nobody's in charge of your spiritual growth but yourself.
All right.
And to me, it's more intimate to have a spiritual relationship with somebody as well as the mental and emotional. But the spiritual, that y'all connect on that same type of level. So that means that through you guys, you can start showing people how to live and letting people know that it's nothing you are doing, but the Word of God has instructed us and been our guide to lead us how to be the relationship or the man and the woman that we can all be. Not just to be all for the husband or be all for the man, mm-hmm. but be all you can be for the Lord.
Exactly. You know? And that's one of the things when the Bible teaches in the first book of the Bible, it talks about the two will become one. And when you get to the point where you say the two will become one, what happens is you become combined physically, spiritually, mentally. And that's the strongest relationship that the Bible has. There's no other relationship where the two have become one other than that of a husband and a wife. And so when the Bible says man finds a good thing, when finds a wife finds a good thing, that because that helps complete him. In other words, the areas that he needs to stay focused in, as being a man, that his wife will come alongside him and help pick up any type of spiritual opposition or whatever and help him be what God has called him to be. And it's the mm-hmm. same thing with the woman. That the man will come alongside and assist her with what God has called her to be. And what happens is you begin to, when the two become one, you begin to recognize the attack. And so while my wife is growing or doing what God has called her to do, I can be in spiritual warfare, holding down or covering her back or laying down suppressive fire while she goes for that gold. And she can be holding down suppressive fire while I'm going for my goal. But you know, if we're mad and upset and I'm going for my goal and nobody's holding down a suppressive fire, then I'm going to get shot up.
Amen. It's all the thing about being together. And like you said, when God starts to recognize you as one, people better look out, because they say this is a couple right here that's not just in tune mentally and emotionally, but they're in tune spiritually. So just like you said, Pastor, when you might need a covering while you going through what you're going through. You need somebody to put out the fire and keep the interceding going on and keep the praying going on and say things like, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every person that rises against thou shall condemn. These are the things that, you know, people see this. What I was, people think that the physical world, I like to tell people all the time, the spiritual world is more real than the physical world ever can be. We battle against. I tell people it's not a person that just wakes up and say, okay, I got this gun. I'm gonna go inside of this school where these little children are, and I'm gonna just open fire. There is a spirit that's within him that is making him do the things that he do. So when you have a partner that can say at the same time, I see you going through, so in the name of Jesus, you will be all right. I bind up all these things in the name of Jesus.
There you go.
And I lose the hearing power, I lose the healing power and the restoration power of the Holy Spirit over you. But when you just, see, when you're just dealing with somebody that's not equally yoked, what they see on TV, what they see on TV could pervert your spirit, because this is what they're talking to you. See, everybody like to say, I'm going to pray for you, and but you, if you're not equally yoked, then who are you praying to?
Right.
You see, pray the right prayer. See, when you and your partner, just like you said, Pastor, you touched it right on the head. When y'all are equally yoked, there is something that happens, you know, especially spiritually, because now you're recognized as one. Not one mad at the other, even if you are mad at the other. So we have a spiritual connection. You know that you put that pride or you put the feelings to the side.
Right.
And you say, Lord, we're coming to you as one. I'm not coming to you as Jamal, or I'm not coming to you as Hope. We're coming to you as one, on the same accord, seeking thee first. See, when you get to that level, you know, there's not too many people that see that important. But the people of God, we have to see the importance of it, to have equally yoked. Because if this person is not equally yoked, this person is not qualified. Because this person, like you said, Pastor, is not going to put down a suppressing fire while you're trying to reach your soul.
I know that's right. And that is so important to have someone to understand. The enemy is not just going to let us get to our goal. He's going to put landmines in the way. He's going to put booby traps in the way.
Amen.
He's going to put terrorists. You got terrorists in the church. He's going to put terrorists in the church in the way. Terrorists on your job. But if you got someone you equally yoke with, they can help with that suppressive fire down and, you know, allow you to get to where you need to go. And that's the whole spiritual reality,
That's good right there. That's real good right there. The suppressive fire. I like that.
You gotta tell your mate, hey, you know, lock and load. Get ready. We get ready. Go.
Get ready.
I'm gonna go over here. We right here. We in the bunker right now, but we need to get over here. We know the enemy got everything going down, but if you put some suppressive fire on that joker, I can make it.
We good.
Yeah, exactly. And then when it's time for her to make that move, you know, you can lay it down for her.
Yes, sir.
And it's the God in us that allows us to do that. And so that's what we have to be. Man, where did time go, man? We out of time.
This is a good one, too. This is a real good one.
I appreciate it. And we want you to encourage you to just continue to grow and develop this ministry. Help us develop this ministry. I'm going to get our brother Jason on the line, see if he, Dr. Grimes, has anything to say before we close out. Dr. Grimes, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. I just would like to say that this was a good one, and I think that you touched on a lot of great things and great points. But one of the things is that as men, I think we get so caught up in sometimes the beauty of a woman instead of understanding the spirit of a woman and understanding that truly be successful in a relationship, you both have to look to God. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so as you may love her or much as she may love you, if God is not at the foundation, if God is not at the forefront, your efforts will be futile. That's all I have to add this morning. God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jamal, you want to close us out in prayer?
Everybody, holler to you. By his, Lord Father God, we want to thank you for this day. Father God, thank you for all the things that we've been through this week. Father God, thank you for all the trials and tribulations, Father God, to make us strong in your word, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you give us traveling mercies, Father God, to where we have to go to where we have to come back to, Father God. We pray for all our loved ones, Father God. We pray for the sick. We pray for the homeless, Father God, that you would intervene, Father God. Father God, thank you just for being you. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending your son, Father God, to die for us, Father God. Father God, just thank you for everything, Father God. Thank you for all, everything, Father God. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen.
Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us. For the first word, you guys be blessed and let the Lord use you today. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.